and that's what we're doing.
John, as integral as a quarterback is in an offense, and you've said that, you know, Joe takes more and more ownership of it, is he consulted on something like this and his input to, factor in?
Not on something like this. No, this is a coaching decision. You know, this is my decision, you know, and you really, there's not a lot of places you can go to make a decision like this. You know, and I've talked with Cam a lot about this. We talked a lot about it today. And, of course, you know, with the other guys we've been talking about as far as in the Ravens organization, and that's where the decision was made.
Can you share with if you spoke with Joe, his reaction, if any, about the...
I spoke with Joe. His reaction was for him to say, you know, but we had a good conversation about it.
Is this an audition for Jim as the offensive coordinator? Is this a six-week...
This is an opportunity for us to try to win some football games, you know, and try to be the best football team we can be, you know, and that's the absolute reality of it. So anything else is just something else. What it boils down to and what's important is going out there at 1 o'clock on Sunday and playing the best football game we can play, and then the game after that, the game after that, and the game after that, and try to be as good as we can be over the next month. That is what it is. And to me, that's the only priority that matters. You know, it's long-term considerations are – long-term considerations, and that's not in the forefront of our mind right now.
Is he the quarterback's coach last year?
No, Jim will still be the quarterback coach. You'll have Craig. Craig is in the room there still. Craig is doing senior assistant duties. He's been doing a lot of our advanced game planning stuff and doing a great job with that. Craig's a very knowledgeable coach. Jim will still be the direct quarterback coach at this time.
On the field or upstairs?
We're still working that out. You know, we're going to still talk through that and see what the best setup is as far as the offensive staff, how to organize those guys. We haven't decided that yet.
Is this a case where it's desperate times call for desperate measures? You need to make a move to change things?
No, not at all.
Do you want to see Ray get the ball more? Have you and Jim any kind of specific guidance moving forward that you'd like to see?
I thought Ray got the ball a lot last night. I thought Ray got the ball a lot. Ray, if you look at Ray's, if you look at the numbers for the course of the year, he's right on schedule with what he's been, you know, for the last 4 years here that he's been here. So I think we're right on schedule with that.
Are you concerned at all that the change could be disruptive at this point?
It's always a consideration. You know, it's one of the things you think about. There are a lot of considerations, you know, and you try to take all that into account and you try to come to a conclusion about what is best for your football team. You know, we do believe in the team, and every decision is based on what's best for the team, you know, and that's a consideration. I don't think it'll be disruptive. I think it'll be positive. I believe that. But it'll be all up to all of us to make it that way. You know, it's like we talk to the team. It's the solutions are right here in the room, you know, to improving, and our job is to improve. We all get a little bit better. We all work together and become the best we can be.
A lot of the players after the game, let's say a lot, at least the couple that I talked to, said that it does fall on the players that they should have made plays that wasn't play calling, specifically the game yesterday.
Right.
Did you get a sense of the reaction when you talked to the team this afternoon that maybe Cam leaving does fall on them a little bit? Did you feel that there's a little heightened awareness to that?
Well, you know, sure. You know, we all take responsibility for that. When something like this takes place, you know, it's real. You know, you're talking about any time guys leave, you know, a program who put their heart and soul into the thing, be it a coach or a player, that is real. And the burden falls on everybody who's still here. You know, we understand that we all can do better. So it's never on one set of shoulders. Nothing but positive things to say for the job that Cam Cameron did here. And it's on all of us to get a little bit better and take that responsibility on and become the best we can be.
Yesterday, I know with the tarp down, he might not have got a chance to move around and test his arm. Was he close or?
He was close. He was close. That was a decision right before the game that was made between he and I. And we just decided the conditions and those kind of things, it was better for him safety-wise to not play in that game. I think there's a good chance. You know, what the percentage, I'm not sure, but he's got a good chance. You know what? He's making good progress, and we'll just have to see how he practices this week. You know, and going into Wednesday, we'll know a lot more, I think, because he's going to push it a little bit over the next 2 days, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that plays out. So,
there is a chance.
Oh, there's a chance, yeah.
There are very few people in the league that know Peyton Manning better than Jim Caldwell. So how much are you really going to try to get some information from him in the midst and also have a conversation.
Well, you know, the thing about that is that Jim, Peyton Manning's aware of that as well. You know, he knows what Jim knows about Peyton. So it's kind of one of those kind of deals. There's no smarter quarterback than Peyton Manning, and he's right up there with that group of guys. He's been doing it for a long time. And with him, it really is a, you know, kind of a chess match that way. It's still football. Those chess pieces are slamming into each other. But there's an intellectual element to the game that we've got to be very aware of. You know, Jim has a handle on that, but, you know, Peyton understands that too.
John, Jones had 8 fumbles this year. Does he need to have better pocket presence, pocket awareness?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. That's something that he's very much aware of. We cannot, you know, you turn the ball over, you put yourself in jeopardy, you know, and I don't care what position it is. So when you play that position and you're in the pocket, you need to protect that football. And that's something that we need to be better at going down the stretch.
John, what contributed to you guys running the ball so effectively yesterday?
Well, where do you want to start?
Was it that you were blocking a lot better? Were the running backs kind of hitting the holes faster? Or where do you think that?
I think those are two big parts of it. You know, the schemes set up very well. I thought we had some great schemes against their front and their scheme that they were running. And a lot of things go into that. But our guys did a great job with it. I thought the game plan was very good for the run game.
Coach, you said this morning that this move says that you can still reach your goals for the season, which I assume means Super Bowl. What made you think in the last 24 hours that status quo was not going to get you to your goals?
I don't know that status quo, so to speak, you know, staying pat wouldn't have gotten us there. But what you try to do is you try to put yourself in the best position possible as you see it to be the best football team you can be, and then go compete and see what you can get accomplished. Our first goal right now is to secure a playoff berth. Okay, so we're talking about goals. Our second goal is to win the AFC North. You know, that's squarely in our sights. You know, our next goal is to be to secure as high of a playoff seat as we can. And then the last goal, or the next goal, is to win playoff games and get ourselves to the Super Bowl and win the thing. I mean, you know, it's we all know what those things are. So it's never one thing or bust. We want to be as good of a football team as we can be to accomplish as much as we possibly can, the ultimate goal being the one you're talking about. So, you know, I feel like this is going to give us the best chance to do it.
Ryan McKinney in practice, the offensive line struggled a little bit. Do you foresee him possibly getting some?
I don't really know the premise you're talking about.